And so Army will put it back in to start the second. It comes to Brooke Wilson. See what happens now. On her is Matalonis. It came to Smith. Right elbow. Hands it off. Is trying to dart her way in was Wilson. Sets kick back out. Left corner. Three. Good. Soleil Montrose. Shining as she should be. 19-13 Army. First possession for UNH here with a second. Shifted now for Kavanaugh. Right wing side now, top of the key. Tries to dribble away from Montrose, who's guarding her well. Comes to the left side now for Metaluno. Now trying to drive left baseline. Avoy gets into lane. Hopes it goes in, and she does. Hope floats. Great movie. Avoy puts it in, and it's now 19-15 Army. Avoy's first bucket of the day has three rebounds. Brooke Wilson, right wing side now for Tate. Tate on her is Lavoie. Doesn't put on the forehand. Now she will. Was quick. Got as far as the blocks. Had to dump it off. She did. Not able to finish. Was Taylor Wilson. It looks like she's been fouled. It's against Lennon. That is her first. Team first. Here with a second. Taylor Wilson will shoot two. Makes the first one. Visit PatriotLeagueStore.com for Patriot League Championship apparel and merchandise for your favorite Patriot League school. It's that time of year. Makes the second. She and her broccoli too. 21-15, Army in front. 103 gone, second quarter. Army volleyball visiting American to take on Colgate tomorrow in the Patriot League semifinals. Women's soccer got to the NCAAs after winning the Patriot League Championship. Crazy time of year, but that's why we've chosen this business. We all love it. Fourier kicks it back out, top of the key. As UNH still possession, trying to drive in left side. Can't finish off the window. Lavoie pulled down by Wilson for Army. Brooke Wilson calls out a play. Tries to get by Matalonis, who's not letting her go yet. Still good defending. That's kicked out right side for Montrose. In deep now for Smith. Tries to dribble the way through. Tries to curl around. Can't finish. Finger on rebound. They sent one off her last. Good defending by Cameron Fourier, who had her hands full. If she uses her hands, Smith probably goes to the line. Buck 45 gone. Second quarter. 21-15. Army in front. Keep in mind that Army West Point athletes are not just cadet athletes, but also Warrior Scholars. Army represents Warrior, and West Point represents Scholar. To separate them would take away the purpose of the U.S. Military Academy. They kind of just want to outsmart the enemy. Here comes Matalonis. On her is Brooke Wilson. Screen was set by Fourier. Off back by Matalonis, left side. Hands it off for Kavanaugh. Curls around right side towards the elbow. Doesn't shoot, tries to pass it in front. Not able to finish. Underneath with Matalonis and Army. Dodge another cannonball. UNH is getting decent looks, but the shots aren't going in here with a second. Brooke Wilson at the logo. On her is Matalonis. She's been a real pain today, and that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. It's encouraged. Inside it came off the window and left it in. Taylor Wilson. Army back up by eight as Wilson now has 4 points. Almost stolen by Smith right side. It is Fourier who goes down. They say she walked with it. And the Army bench explodes like a pinata. Lots of happy cadets. Happy cadets come from California and 49 other states. Army has defended well this afternoon. The Army West Point Women's Basketball Program uses Instagram. Check it out at @armywp_wbb to find photos, videos you won't find anywhere else. That's @armywp_wbb on Instagram. Erickson in for Smith, right elbow. Looks back for Erickson, but did not have hand. Katie Kuster had her ladies ready to go today. Again, she was still pretty happy how things went in Oregon. No excuse, sir. Still the mantra here. Really enjoyed talking to her yesterday as a foul is called against UNH. This one is going to be against Lennon. That's her second. No, wait a second. It's not Lennon. She's not out there. Thinks against Williams. No, it's against Deschent, pardon me. That is her first. Team second. Army has none yet. 6:55 left in the half. It'll be inbounded here near side by Wilson. Brooke Wilson got it in for Smith. Let's it fly for long range, off the side of the rim. It might have been two. I think her foot was on the line. Controlled now by UNH. Left side to Shent. Got to the foul line. Still has the dribble. Tries to toss it in. Ill-advised shot. It's juggled, and it's pulled down by Tade. UNH has to be careful. They don't start forcing shots. They are still very much in this game. A nice run gets them back even. Smith. Right side. Lost it. Got it back in the lane. Back to the left side, and Brooke Wilson is called for steps. The mind and the feet were not on the same page. This is basketball. Sometimes it takes a little bit more time to get the message from point A to point B. Only the fourth turnover of the day for Army. UNH has had seven. UNH bring it back in now. Top of the key, Lavoie. Looking now for Malero. Still has it. Deschent backs out left side. Brooke Wilson on her. Deschent throws it into the Army bench. Miscommunication with Lavoie. Right church, wrong pew. 6:06 left before hot dogs. 23-15, Army in front. Here in the second quarter, Army is 2-for-4 from the field. UNH 1-for-5. Smith, right elbow, looking for help. Kicked it back out. It ultimately comes to the UNH bench for Brooke Wilson. Now trying to drive her through is Smith, but she took one too many steps. Refreshing to see traveling called the way it's meant to be called, by the way. I worked a game somewhere else last night where the refs made it very clear right away that a Euro step needs more than just a passport. You're not going to get away with anything here. Glad to see three people out there right now are enforcing it heavily. Williams, right side, top of the key now for Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh has a lane. Kicked it back out right corner for three. Lavoie, boom! Elizabeth Lavoie. Gets that one to go in. She now has five with four rebounds. 23-18 Army, 5:23 left before halftime. Andre Anne is under the game now for Army. Right elbow for Smith. Anne gets it back. Now inside for Smith, left blocks. Kicked out top of the key, it came for three. Boom! Letting it rip was Tade because nobody was near her. Tade now has eight. That leads the building. Brought back now by Deschent. Switched out right side. We've got a whistle. It's a travel. And we are out of here. For now, though, 4:53 left before halftime. Army leads UNH 26-18.